Last year's restructuring of the Utah Department of Community and Culture has one lawmaker looking to make some changes.
It takes the core functions of Department of Community and Culture, history, arts, museum, libraries, puts them in its own separate department so it can focus on those things. HCD, Housing Community Development, is a larger section. We're moving it over to Workforce Services.
That's Republican Representative Wayne Harper. He says if passed, House Bill 139 would save the state money and be a more effective way of conducting business.
There are automated systems in Housing Community Development that Workforce Services will start using for the same clientele. There's an end of a lease in a building. So if you add up personnel and computer software, hardware, management, things like that, it comes up to $1.3 million.
But Harper has been met with sharp criticism from housing and community development groups who say the move would do nothing but hurt Utah's affordable housing development. Wednesday, the Utah Housing Coalition gathered with developers, community development leaders, and several lawmakers to discuss their concerns with the legislation.
There is a lot of concern over the possibility that Utah could lose out on some of the federal funds that come through our state as a result of this administrative shift, just because the culture of Department of Workforce Services is so different and their mission is focused on something entirely different than what the Division of Housing and Community Development does, that it will kind of be lost in the shuffle.
Aft in January, foreclosure prevention coordinator for the Utah Housing Coalition tells KCPW the Division of Housing and Community Development is operating just fine, and she sees no reason to move the $250 million division in the first place.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We really feel like the Division of Housing and Community Development is currently doing an excellent job. If they were to split this up, we would have really liked to have the opportunity to provide some information about what that division does and what we think should have been a more appropriate new home for it.
If the bill passes, the move would be on a trial period for the first year and reevaluated in the future. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.